Hey Tony, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
I can. Well, good morning, everybody.
Good.
We'll go ahead and get started here. So our friend Tony Nolan's going to lead us this morning on this glorious Good Friday morning. Tony, I'll turn it over to you.
Thanks, JJ. Well, good morning, everybody. I know that mornings can kind of be hectic. And that we're, as Americans, we're pretty type A and multitasking, oftentimes task saturated. So it's always good to start with just, a moment where we tap the brakes and, we downshift a little bit and get to a place where we pause. And it's always good to start there. And for all of us, the first step in doing that is actually making the phone call. And so I appreciate you all taking the time to, gather together here digitally over the phone so that we could, hear from heaven to help us, manage things here on earth and then to pray for one another. So again, thank you so much for tuning in, and let's get started. I'd like to share a verse of scripture with you, and then after I share this verse of scripture, I'd like to share a story that prayerfully and through the ministry of the Spirit, I'm praying that it'll personalize the verse of scripture for you, especially on this Good Friday. The verse of scripture is Romans chapter 5, verse 8. It says this: "But God demonstrated his love toward us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." I'm going to say it again, and I just want you to marinate in it just for a moment. Romans 5, 8, "But God demonstrated his love toward us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." What a verse of scripture. And now for a story that, again, I'm praying would personalize this verse of scripture for you in a very significant way here on Good Friday. Well, here's a question. Does the name Michael Fay ring a bell to anybody? Just think about the name Michael Fay. Probably not right off the bat, but once I start to share the story, many of you are going to go, "Oh, yeah, I remember that." Some of you may not, but you'll find the story incredibly intriguing. In May of 1994, Michael Fay, being 18 years old, was arrested for vandalism in the country of Singapore. He spray-painted the side of some cars, and he spray-painted some vans, and the police caught him. They had a trial, they found him guilty, and the judge sentenced him to receive a punishment known as a caning. A caning. Now, we don't know anything about canings in America. We don't do that. You may have had it rough growing up and had a dad that was pretty intense with his belt, but like me, you probably never endured a caning. So what is a caning? Where a cane is a punishment whereby the criminal is strapped to a square alloyed rack, hands and arms overhead, arms spread out as far as they can and attached to the top of that rack, and then the legs and feet are spread apart as far as they can, strapped to the bottom part of the rack. And the person is strapped there naked. And then they take them to a public park. And there, strapped to the rack, naked, a martial artist comes in with a 6-foot-long wet cane stick and smacks that right across the old glutamus maximus of the criminal. And the criminal passes out from the first blow because it cuts 3 inches into the flesh. If you're anything like me in this moment, you may be squirming in your seat. because that just sounds incredibly painful, and it is. And Michael Fay was sentenced to receive 4 hits from the cane. Man, if you remember the story, America went nuts over this thing. Our news media had a frenzy over it. Senators got involved to get him off the hook. Former President Bill Clinton got involved and tried to stop the thing from happening, and they just kept appealing to the government to let him go. But to no avail. None of that worked. And, man, everybody was distraught over this thing. But no one was more distraught than the boy's dad. He appealed to the government over and over and said, hey, let Michael go. Let my son go. And I'll come over there and I'll take his caning for him. I'll take his place. Wow, what an honorable thing for that dad to do, right? If anybody's going to get a Father's Day card, he's going to get one. That's incredible. He said he would go and take the caning for him. But listen, if you know the story, the government denied. They said, nope. He did the crime. He will pay for it. He did the crime. He's going to pay for it. And, oh, boy, he did. That boy got the worst spanking of his life. 4 of those hits that went 3 inches into his flesh. What a crazy story. I remember Barbara Walters did an interview with him, and she asked him the big question. She said, did it hurt? And he looked at her like a classic teenager. It was kind of like, lady, is there a brain behind the hairdo? Yes. Of course it hurt. I passed out. Well, listen, we should rejoice. Listen to me. We should rejoice that God is not like the Singapore government. I'm not slamming that government or anything. I'm just saying we should rejoice that God is not like the Singapore government. You say, why? Because the Bible says, in Romans 3:23, that we've all sinned and we've fallen short of the glory of God. You know what that means? You and I are vandals against God. We're vandals, and we're vandals against God. You say, what way have I been a vandal against God? I've not done anything to a church or anything. You know, what have I done? We've graffitied God's law with the spray paint of our disobedience. And we've graffitied God's law with the spray paint of our disobedience. God says, don't. We just spray paint. We do it anyways. God says, do this. We spray paint. Nope, don't think I will. We do our own thing. And we're busted. We've got the paint dripping from our fingers, from our proverbial lips, and from our hearts. And you know what? We're sentenced to receive an eternal punishment in hell. Romans 6:23 makes that crystal clear. It says, for the wages of sin is death, and that is hell forever. But listen, but God, I remind you of the verse of scripture I shared with you, but God, Romans 5:8, demonstrated his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Think of it. Jesus appealed to God, the righteous judge. Hey, God the Father, the righteous judge, can I go down to earth and can I take their caning for them on the cross of Calvary? And God, because of his great love for you and his great love for me, looks at his only begotten son and he says, go right ahead. So when you see Jesus on the cross, there he is, brutalized, bleeding, just an atrocity to look at. He's taking your place, sir. He's taking your place, ma'am. He's taking my place. He's taking JJ's place. You know what that means for us? How could anybody look at what happened to Jesus and say, we're going to call this Good Friday because it's God being good to us. He is being so good to us. Unlike the Singapore government, God allowed his son to come and take our place. Hey, listen, we did the crime. And we should pay for it. But we did the crime, and Jesus paid for it on the cross. And you know what that means? Whenever you look at the cross and you see what's happening, and Jesus is on that cross, you remember this. God didn't just say that he loved you. He didn't just say it. Words are cheap. God didn't just say that he loved you. He showed that he loved you. Never forget that. On this Good Friday, when you see Jesus on the cross, you remember this. Hear it loud, hear it clear. You've got a God in heaven that loves you so deeply. He allowed his son to take your place on the cross for your sins. That is what Good Friday is all about. Let's take a minute. Let me pray for us. God, we pause in this moment, and really there aren't enough words in any alphabet, in any language, to say what swells in our hearts when we see Jesus taking our place for us. We want to say thank you, and it feels like the words just fall so short. So God, may we not just say it with our lips, but may we, like you did in your love for us, may we show it with our lives. May our lives be a living thank you for the fact that we are sinners against you. We have graffitied your law with the spray paint of our disobedience. We are so busted, so busted. But yet your son took our place on the cross. And so for that, we want to say to you, we love you. And today we want to live in such a way that we will show you we really do love you, God. We really are grateful for what you've done for us. Thank you that you've made a way for our punishment to be taken care of through the Son of God. And thank you that we no longer are now going to suffer eternal punishment. But if we have repented of our sins, and that means if we have stopped arguing with you about our sins, but we agree with you and we place our faith in trust in Jesus alone and what he did on the cross, then we become your children and you love us and you love us forever. And we get heaven forever instead of hell forever. What an amazing thing. So, God, on this Good Friday, we acknowledge that you are really, really amazingly, astonishingly, almost scandalously good to us. Thank you for that. May today we live in light of your goodness. May it put a little kick in our step. May we sense just a sense of joy in our hearts for what you've done for us, especially in this season of woe. It seems like there's so much that just like woe in our country. Some bad news reports, more deaths, and more chaos. But God, let us not forget that you sent your son to take our place and that he's preparing a place for us, and there'll never be a COVID-19 in heaven. There'll never be any more issues and problems in heaven. And God, we can't even imagine what heaven is going to be like. But we just want to say again, thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you, and we thank you that you loved us first. In Jesus' name, amen.
Man, great job, Tony. What, you know, in all this chaos, to be able to hit that pause button and just really focus and remember what it's really all about. I mean, you know, in 5, 10 years, 15 years, I mean, we might remember this time, but what has lasted for thousands of years is Jesus. I mean, for what he did for us. And just to be able to hit that pause button and just to focus in on that he died for us. He was, you know, that he was strapped and beat, just like you talked about that kid. He was strapped and beat before he was put on the cross to suffer. And he did that for us. He loved us so much, he would do that for us. But thank you for reminding us of that, and we're just so thankful that you join us on our calls and were able to lead us. And guys, look forward to tomorrow's call, and then on Easter Sunday, remember we got Rick Gage with us, and Rick's going to be leading us in our Easter message on Sunday. Look, so invite your friends, invite whoever you can to listen in on Sunday. Rick will be he'll be bringing the message. And again, thanks, Tony. Everybody, have a great day.
You bet. God bless. Peace.